This morning's sermon is based on 2 Timothy 1:5 and 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15, in honor of the mothers and grandmothers in our presence this morning. But before we get to this text, I have a simple story that I'd like to share with you. There was once a young boy up front in church trying to recite a verse, and he can't remember what to say. So his mother, who is up there behind him, leans over and whispers to him, "I am the light of the world." With a beam in his eye, so joyful because his mother was there to help him in this nerve-wracking situation, he boldly and confidently says, "My mom is the light of the world." While she might not have meant for him to say that, the words carry truth in them. As a mother lives out the role God has called her to, she is a light to her family and children. Mother's Day is a day for us to recognize the blessings God has given to us through the love and work and care mothers give to their families, and we want to say thank you this morning. So today we're going to take a look at a grandmother and a mother that Paul speaks really highly of. They are the grandmother Lois and the mother Eunice of Timothy, who was one of Paul's disciples. And both Lois and Eunice love the Lord, and their deepest desire is that Timothy would also love Jesus. And by God's grace, he does. And this is how Paul talks of them. He says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you." This verse, if we look at it closely, tells a little bit about why Timothy caught the faith from his mother and grandmother. And that's what we hope for our children as well, that they would catch our faith in God. So as I was reviewing this scripture for today, I had an idea that came to mind. And based on this scripture, I thought, there is such a thing as a caught faith. And so our caught faith is a genuine, alive, and taught faith. First, a caught faith is a genuine faith. Paul, when he's addressing Timothy, says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith." But it didn't come from Timothy. It came from his grandmother and mother. Now, the Greek word for sincere means undisguised. And I think I was about 13 or 14 when I watched The Phantom of the Opera for the first time. If you haven't seen it, it's all about the music and the mask. Who is the Phantom who plays such amazing music but wears a mask? What is he covering? Why is he hiding? Well, he hides his face because of the scars. Eventually, he does reveal his true face. Just like us parents, we tend to hide some things from our kids. We don't want to necessarily, but we feel the need to do so. And we don't want our kids to see who we really are at certain times. But as any of us as parents know, they see it, whether we want them to or not. Now, in the case of Lois and Eunice, they didn't try to hide things from Timothy. They were real with him. They didn't put a show on for him. They let Timothy see their genuine, messy, imperfect, real faith in God. In other words, they took off their masks. They let him see their scars, that they weren't perfect. And yet, even in their imperfection, God loves them. And so a caught faith that is genuine is also a caught faith that is not perfect. And so a caught faith is not a have-it-all-together faith. A caught faith is genuine when it is unmasked, unhypocritical, and willing to be real, with the stumbling and the doubts included. The second point from this verse is that a caught faith is an alive faith. In 2 Timothy 1:5, the word for lived is better translated as dwelt. And a dwelling is a house or a place where people live. This week, Anna and I put our house on the market as we continue to prepare for our full transition to this community. We built our house 14 plus years ago. And as we were getting ready to prep the house to put it on the market, it got me thinking about that house and all the memories that we have in there. We've eaten a lot of meals there together with family, friends, and neighbors. We had game nights with friends and our family. And we had many, many times around the fire pit in the backyard. Most of all, what I thought about was that Ethan has spent most of his life in that dwelling place. There's been a lot of living in our home. Our home, then, is our dwelling place. And in this passage, what Paul is saying is that faith made its home in Lois and Eunice's lives. In other words, the faith took up residence. That faith was present. And the faith in God has been there all the way through their lives, living in and with them. Sometimes when we think of an alive faith, we think of being on fire for God, like going out and being a missionary, either on a short-term or a long-term trip, or attending a youth conference. Those things matter, and those things are good, but that's not how the Bible defines a living faith. A living faith is one that goes through life every day and seeks to know God, to love God, and to follow the Holy Spirit wherever he may lead. That's an alive faith. That's a faith that dwells in us every day. And so if we take a closer look at Eunice's life, we can look at what Luke writes in Acts chapter 16. He says, Paul went on also to Derbe and to Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. Now Eunice, Timothy's mom, was Jewish based on this verse. But his father was not. He was a Greek or a Gentile. And as far as we know, he didn't believe in Jesus. But I think there's a lot to be encouraged by in this one small verse. Eunice didn't have the ideal Jesus-loving husband, and yet Timothy still saw her faith and wanted to take it for his own. This should be really encouraging for those wives who have husbands who are not quite there yet or don't have faith at all. You can't control their faith or lack thereof, but you can live your faith every day, even in less than ideal circumstances. And that is enough. So as we look at these first two ideas around this verse, we notice that Lois and Eunice have a genuine faith, and that genuine faith is lived every day. And these things that Lois and Eunice do aren't that revolutionary in some ways, and in others, they are. And so I want to encourage us that we can do these same two things as well. We can have a genuine faith, and we can have a faith that's lived every day. What we have to do is be able to keep that genuine faith and live that genuine faith every day through the good days and the bad. The question, though, that we must ask ourselves is, what faith do we have in us? You see, we live in an age where we throw around this word faith to mean just a general belief in one's own strength or perseverance, basically pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. And in and of itself, those things are not bad, but that's not what Paul is talking about here. He had a chance to meet both Eunice and Lois when he and Silas had traveled to Lystra on a missionary journey that is recorded in Acts 16. And there he had seen the faith of Lois and Eunice and Timothy's faith in Jesus Christ. So mothers, you are a blessing to your children and family because of your love for them and all you do to care for and provide for them. But more than that, one of your greatest blessings that you can give your family is not so much what you do, but who you are as you rest and follow in Christ. And so now, if we look at the third idea of a caught faith, it is that a caught faith is a taught faith. Later in Paul's second letter to Timothy, who remember is a pastor himself in Ephesus at the time of this writing, Paul says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have known sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So this third thing that helped Timothy take ownership of his faith to ultimately become a Christian and follow Jesus is that Lois and Eunice taught him from childhood. They taught him, and over time, Timothy became convinced that what he heard from them was true. But Lois and Eunice don't just read Bible stories to Timothy. When they become believers, they show him how those stories point to Christ. So mothers, another great blessing to your children is communicating the truths of your faith to your children. Now, as Lutherans, we like that quote that has been attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. Many of you probably know this. Preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. However, that quote was not actually ever said by St. Francis of Assisi. And indeed, the gospel is a message of good news, and you cannot share a message without words. So while the idea of this quote is that we ought to live lives that proclaim the authenticity of the words that we believe, we also need to remember that we cannot fully share our faith without speaking about what we believe. Now, Eunice was a mother who taught her son what her faith was about. And she did use, and what did she use to teach Timothy? The scriptures. She used God's word to teach him about Christ. So mothers, another great blessing for your children is to show them Christ both through your life and through the proclamation of God's word. And while we do not know much from the pages of scripture concerning Lois and Eunice, what we do know is that Paul would not speak so highly of Eunice's faith if he did not actually see her live it out. And why do we know that? We know that because Paul takes faith seriously. And all you need to do is read through the book of Romans and Galatians, and you see that faith is more than just a profession with the lips, but that true faith is going to show itself through a changed heart and life. So when Paul says to Timothy that he is reminded of his sincere faith, which dwelt in Lois and Eunice, we can be confident that he saw the change in their lives that led him to believe they truly believed in and followed Christ. Our children will know if something is real to us or something is something that we're just giving lip service to as they watch and listen to us daily. And Timothy embraced the faith of his mother because of the reality of her faith that he saw in her. One way that we can live out our faith is by placing a priority on the gathering of believers for worship. Now, we know and acknowledge that simply attending church does not save us in and of itself. However, when our children see us place the importance on gathering with others, and when they see us worshiping and showing our love for God, they are seeing us live our faith out. But for those parents whose kids may not be there yet, they may not have a faith and a belief in what you believe, keep praying for them and have your church community pray for them also. Because you see, as parents, we can have a genuine, real faith, teach the Bible, but at some point our children have to make their own choice. And yet we never know, given time, what the Holy Spirit might do. And so our job is to have faith. Now, a mother's blessings continue on to her grandchildren. The influence of faith doesn't stop when your children leave the home. It continues on to the next generation. And grandmothers, you are just as needed and vital as mothers are to their children. After all, Timothy came to faith not just because of Eunice, but also because of the faithfulness of Lois. And we want to honor and say thank you to the grandmothers in our congregation who have continued to live and speak your faith in Christ. Thank you for not quitting too soon. And many of us are here this morning because of the faith of our mother and how they faithfully lived out and taught their faith to us. And we need to praise God and thank him for the gift of our moms. In the same way, there are individuals who, for whatever reason, do not have a positive spiritual influence of their mother in their lives. Some of you don't have biological or adopted children, but you still have the opportunity to have spiritual sons and daughters, to find someone and mentor them to know and love Jesus Christ better. Just as Paul was a spiritual father to Timothy, many people need spiritual mothers in their lives. The church has and needs women who will take a step of faith and be that blessing to someone else. Whether you have physical children or not, we want to honor and celebrate those women who have obediently answered the call to ministry to be a spiritual mother. Thank you to those women who have created special discipleship relationships in order to teach and live out your faith for others to follow. And thank you to those women who have sacrificed time and energy in order to lead others to Christ. Like Paul became a spiritual father to Timothy, you have become a spiritual mother to others. And in closing, moms, know that you are loved. Jesus indeed loves you. And thanks for being genuine, alive, and teaching your kids the faith, as has been demonstrated by Lois and Eunice. Amen.